Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bob Stauffer, Ice District at Rogers Place again today. A very difficult day in the city of Edmonton with two EPS members killed in the line of duty. We've had ongoing coverage throughout the course of the day with Randy Kilburn on the half hours here on 630 CHED. If you're looking for literally up-to-the-minute updates, you can follow Global News Radio 880 Edmonton. Bob Stauffer with you. We will tell you Royal Pizza, Pizza Pasta, and so much more. They're still making it great. You can get their new Canadian Club Pizza with ham, chicken, bacon, ranch, and fresh tomatoes. Visit royalpizza.ca. 15 locations in Edmonton. Everything's real at Royal. Royal Pizza, proud supporters of the Edmonton community, which is grieving today. We bring aboard live in our broadcast location here on the 8th floor at Rogers Place, NHL insider John Shannon for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. We have a mutual acquaintance, John, by the name of Bryn Griffiths, and I remember it's over 20 years ago now when we first started putting the concept together for an afternoon drive show on the other station. And we had a conversation about having the privilege, and it is a privilege, to work in the toy department of life. Wow. doing a job that, you know what, sometimes people get a little bit fired up and have strong opinions on it. But at the end of the day, we're talking and watching a game that everybody loves and how damn lucky we really are. And it's days like that, the days like today, that put everything else in perspective.
Well, it's such a shockingly sad day. And it's difficult to sit and even discuss it when you listen to press conferences of coaches, right, and talk or go into the dressing room and talk to the players about the trials and tribulations of an anemic power play or the penalty kills not working or they don't get enough ice time. It does put life in perspective, and you just have to hold your heart out for those that are involved and are connected to this horrendous event.
Yes, the Edmonton Oilers putting out a tweet today. We're deeply saddened to hear that two Edmonton police officers have lost their lives in the line of duty. Our condolences go out to the families and loved ones of Constable Brett Ryan and Constable Travis Jordan, as well as the entire EPS family who have always been our valued partners. And there will be a
moment of silence.
Moment of silence at tonight's hockey game as well. Yeah. And the reality is, for some people, the hockey is an escape on a day like today, and that's we're certainly gonna honor and recognize the EPS. But this is an important hockey game between these two teams tonight as well, John.
It is. It could very well be a first round matchup, Bob. Can you imagine an Edmonton-Dallas
never
playoff
seen that before
series? I know, something new. Something new and something different. But two teams with much different personalities than those teams that we saw in the 1990s that played head-to-head in so many different ways. But, you know, this is a good Dallas Stars team, and they made some additions just like the Oilers did at the deadline to improve their depth and improve their speed. And they have, in my mind, arguably the best young goaltender in hockey.
And Jake Ottinger.
I talked to Pete DeBoer about him this morning, and what he marveled at was, we never get a sense of it on television. If you come to the building, you might, is how big he is.
Yeah.
And then his athletic movements. But he talked about, at his age, what a great leader he already was. And I found that rather interesting for a goaltender of his age to be a leader in that room, when you think of the Jamie Benns of the world, who have been leaders for this team for more than a decade.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting. I mean, he comes in with a 920 save percentage. And, you know, you look at the Edmonton Oilers and where they're at right now, and you look at Dallas, John, and Dallas is 7th in goals, 4-6 goals against. They're 7th on the power play, 6th on the penalty kill. Conversely, the Oilers, 1st in the league in goals, 4, 1st in the league in the power play, but 22nd and 25th on the goals against and penalty kill. And I think that, you know, Dallas clearly has shown an ability to defend.
Yes.
And I think when you look at the numbers for Edmonton, 22nd in the league and 25th on PK, I think there's a lot of fans. I think Edmonton's playing better 5-on-5, but it hasn't necessarily translated in stats like goals saved above expectation. Obviously, Jack Campbell at 882, that's not where you want that. Stuart Skinner's at 911, which is right in the window of giving you the sort of consistency you need to win most nights. But I do think as we head into the playoff stretch here, this is a different, like you look at Mike Smith the last 2 years, 923 and 915. We knew it was going to be Mike Smith's goal.
Yep.
I think right now, can we say it's going to be Stuart Skinner's goal, or is that still to be debated?
Well, I think on the 16th of March, I think it's Stuart Skinner's goal. I really do. I think when you look at the way he's played, the amount of confidence the coaching staff have showed in him, the fact that the road trip Skinner played as much as he did, came back and played against Ottawa Tuesday night, will go again tonight. I think that shows you where the mindset is with this hockey club and Stuart Skinner. By the way, Skinner's a big man too. Skinner's 6'4", Ottinger's 6'5", and we're gonna see this is big boy hockey in so many different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and all right, let's get to the physicality matchup, because I think the first time the two teams played here this year, the Stars kind of leaned on Edmonton a bit. We had that incident with Zach Hyman, who were not sure whether or not Zach's going to be able to go. He did skate the last couple days, but he plays a heavy game himself. But some would say maybe Jamie Benn took advantage of a situation. Jamie's a big, tough player that can back it up. But the Oilers have a different team. Is that going to be a bit of a factor, do you think?
I think the Oilers have a much different team. Kane was there. Kane played in that game, but Kane is back. I think, and you've talked to him, Bob, I think he's probably closer than ever to being 100%, but he's still not in 100% game mode. But when you have Matthias Ekholm on your team, when you have Desharnais on your team, you have Bjugstad, you have changed the size of this club a great deal since the last time Dallas was in this building. That was a fascinating game. I think Jay told us this morning, if I remember, Bob, he called it probably the worst effort of the team all season long, that home game. But this team now has a different personality. It is much more aggressive. It is deeper. It is bigger. And not afraid to mix things up. At that point, if you remember that night, Bob, Zach Hyman was the only guy showing any physical display of talent. And it put him in a really tough spot. It was a body check in the far corner where he hit one of the Dallas Stars defensemen. Actually, it might have been Jason Robertson. And then, you know, a few seconds later, Jamie Benn's got his arm wrapped around him and he's knocking the stick out of his hand. And just by osmosis, the Dallas Stars took over the game physically. And that won't happen this time. That will not happen this time. This is, the Oilers understand it. They understand that they're almost in playoff mode now, and that's what has to, in order to beat a team like Dallas, you have to push back.
One thing about Jamie Benn, he can go with literally anybody, and he has proven that during the course of his career.
And he's had a great resurgent season this year, Bob.
After two or three, both him and Sagan, last three. Now, they did have an extended playoff run here in the bubble back in 2020, but they have not been the same performers. I mean, it's hard to believe Jamie Benn won the NHL scoring race, the Art Ross 1 year of 89 points.
You know,
different game now, but he is back. He's got 29 goals. I remember, I think we mentioned this, the Taylor Hall play where Taylor kind of submarined Jamie Benn with a hip check and knocked him, you know what, over tea kettle.
Yeah.
And then Benn went after Taylor, and Taylor won. I mean, Taylor's not taking that fight. Unfortunately, Darnell Nurse. But even, you mentioned those bigger bodies, that even allows a guy like Darnell Nurse. Because Ekholm is here and he can take on some minutes, if Nurse has to settle a score and take himself off the ice for 7 minutes, you know, a 2-5, maybe he has to, and it's an easier choice now.
You bring up the 2-5 and pushing back. You wonder after the managers' meetings and Stephen Walken discussing things about how to manage games after good body checks. We had a a few times where players were then, you know, jumping the guy that had hit the player. I wonder if things are going to change a little bit. I wonder if there's an email today coming out of the manager's meeting about how to manage that situation.
What did you, like, we got some pushback on the Jordan Binnington situation because they said, look, it's happened too much with him. That's part of the issue. And I had some people say, wait a sec, here he got, you know, he took a sort of a skate or a needle, a saddle ahead, and there was a requisite response. And why did the officials get in between the two goalies? And I just say the problem with Binnington is it happens too much with him.
He's, now it does.
Now, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, the frustration that Jordan has had since winning the Stanley Cup, albeit he got the new contract, he has not played at that level. He's not been elevated. He has not been able to reciprocate for the Blues what the Blues have done for him, and that's an issue. Look how long it took him to get to the NHL.
He was going to quit after that season. Well, and get recalled.
And what happened was they said you know we're going to send you to our East Coast League team, and he said no, I refuse to go, and they placed him in Providence with the Bruins team. You know, Doug Armstrong called in a favor and got him to Providence, and he turned his season around. And then next thing you know, he's playing in the NHL. First game is in Philadelphia, and then wins the Stanley Cup.
Gets himself a massive deal.
And gets himself a pretty good deal, yeah.
All right, talking about finances, Diamond filed for bankruptcy protection. I think they got 12 different NHL teams.
Yeah.
The Athletic reported this week that the Utah Jazz are looking at a combined model with linear TV with direct-to-consumer service. Their CCO said the team doesn't want to alienate any of their viewers, which is it could have if it went all linear. Or all DTC, which is direct to community.
Okay, so the difference. So
explain the story.
So linear TV is global. Global is linear TV. It's on your cable system.
Yeah.
It's you can get it on your if you have an antenna. Remember antennas, Bob?
Yeah, rabbit ears, right?
Rabbit ears.
Yes.
That's linear TV. That's not cable TV. That's linear TV. The direct to consumer is Netflix.
Okay.
So. Technology would now allow a hockey team, a basketball team, a baseball team to create a platform itself to put all its games on a direct-to-consumer, app. This has been coming for a long time. Major League Soccer has just signed a deal for $250 million a year with Major League Soccer, with Apple TV. And we are going to see more and more of this as this world progresses. What happened was that all these regional cable networks in the United States, they were not quick enough to react to the change in the landscape of people paying for subscription based models like Fox Sports Network in Ohio or California or Texas. So this is just a changing landscape all the way around.
Well, I have DAZN.
And remember the issues DAZN had the first year and a half it was on in our country, right?
Yes.
But those have all been fixed. And what's happening now is we're going to see lots of this stuff morph.
There we go. Well, I don't know if we're morph. Maybe we're morking. Well, no, that was a great show, by the way. One of Robin Williams' finest work. Most famous guy I ever met. One day I'll tell a story. Might be the last time I'm on the air, but he was a funny, funny man. He could make a guy laugh. John, thanks for coming by. I got to take care of a little bit of business. When we return, we'll get to this day in Oilers history, as well as the Oilers Now Prospect Report. Bob Stauffer, John Shannon, Brendan Escott joining you in Oilers Now. It's 1:49 in Edmonton. 1:52 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. A reminder, if you're looking for up-to-the-minute updates involving today's tragedy with the two members of our EPS, you can go to Global News Radio 880 Edmonton as well. Updates on the half hours with Randy Kilburn. And throughout the course of the afternoon today, Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, and then Chelsea on Ched with Chelsea Bird from 3 until we get to the face-off show at 5:30 today. We go into the Oilers Now Prospect Report brought to you by Reface Magic. Save money on your kitchen renovation. Don't replace. Reface. Here's Brendan Escott.
Well, Bakersfield back in action last night, as I mentioned. Raphaël Lavoie assisting on both goals in the 2-1 victory over Texas. He's now got 31 points in his last 29 games. That's 18 goals and 13 assists, and he's doing pretty well in the plus-minus column as well. Bakersfield 10-2-2 in its last 14 home games here, Bob, so they've been enjoying some home cooking. I know that wraps up with a home-and-home series this weekend at Henderson, but my goodness, what a turnaround, yeah. Or what a breakout it's been for Lavoie.
Completely, just over the last 34 games, Raphael Lavoie has 20 goals, 35 points. He's plus 15 during that stretch. Xavier Bourgo out. They didn't have Brad Malone nor Carter Savoy, so they're down three of their top nine forwards. As we go to List Day in Oilers history for New West Travel, again, we're heading, you got about a week and a half, basically, to get in on this trip. More and more people joining it. You can go to California this April, see the Oilers play the Kings and the Ducks. Visit newwesttravel.com for more information. We're going to go back 29 years ago today, 1994. Here's Brendan Escott.
The weird one here. Oilers and Lightning playing to a 4-4 tie at the Thunderdome in Tampa. Nine different Oilers accounted for those nine different points, while Bill Ranford turned aside 41 of 45 shots in all 52 penalty minutes handed out in just the second period of this game.
Well, I remember going to the Thunderdome in 1994, but not the one in Tampa. There'd be a certain generation of listeners that knows exactly what I was talking about, and it had nothing to do with the Frankie Goes to Hollywood song, though that did occasionally make its way out on the floor back in the day. Again, difficult day in Edmonton. We'll have ongoing coverage of today's tragedy with Randy Kilburn on the half hours, Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, and then Chelsea Unched with Chelsea Bird from 3 until 5:30. I will join Reed Wilkins with the Face-Off show at 5:35, along with Rob Brown and Cam Moon, Jack Michaels, Brendan Escott, all of the Oilers Radio Network, Jack Michaels and Louis, Gene Principe, John Shannon, and myself will be involved in tonight's NHL Hockey on Rogers broadcast. Tomorrow, Brendan Escott will be hosting the show. One of his guests will be Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey on Rogers. Back at you at 5:35, everybody.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.